Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services in Eastland, Texas. Tune in every week as we share important information to help you and your family live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, legacy and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
Good morning. We're here with you today for another episode of Black and White Market Minute on Life Planning 101. Matt Irvin and Aaron Kennedy with you today in office recording. Lots of exciting stuff. Aaron, you brought some things to the table and it helps kind of shed some light because I think we're out here saying it feels so weird. In one sense, they're saying unemployment's a certain way, but you see so many signs that say help wanted. You know, inflation, they promise it's only, what, now 5%? I think we're still paying double for milk. You know, there's so many things going on. But what you have to share with us today kind of sheds some light on why doesn't it feel like it sounds on the news?
Yeah, we're in this bizarro world, you know. Eggs have not gone up 4% or 5%. Gasoline, all these things sure feel a lot worse than what we're being told. There's this neat little site out there, and I think anybody can go in there and look at it if you want to. It's called Shadow Stats. And it kind of backs out the changes that the government has done over time. So let's look at unemployment.
Okay.
We have less than 5% unemployment. Mm. Everybody has a job in this country.
Right.
And every business has a help wanted sign out there. There's a disconnect. You know what? What is going on? Well, let's see. Back in 1994, we decided that. Let's see. What's the term? Long-term discouraged workers. We decided to quit talking to them. And this is what long-term is, 4 weeks.
Four weeks.
If you haven't got the job that you wanted after 4 weeks,
you don't count anymore.
You don't count anymore. So, you know, if we go back to where it was, we don't have 4% unemployment. We have 25% unemployment.
That's a big disconnect. So what you're saying is the way they calculated back in 94 when they talked to all people looking for a job versus somehow not talking to the four-weekers anymore.
I know I'm a high school graduate and I've never been to college, but I didn't get that NASA job, so
I'm a discouraged worker.
Yeah.
Right, and I don't count anymore, so.
Right, this is crazy.
It is crazy.
Crazy, the numbers that we're being fed. I think we've talked a little bit about this before, but if we calculated it the same way they did in Europe, we would have the worst unemployment in Europe. That. Italy,
right.
France, we got all these countries that nobody works.
Right.
So, I mean, we're just as bad, but we're hiding it. Right. That's crazy.
Well, we've adjusted the calculation to fit the outcome that we want.
Yes. And another great one is our inflation numbers. And let's see, ever since 1980, they've been adjusting this to move the concept of CPI away from the measure of cost of living for the average American.
Is that not the definition or very close to it? Like the basket of goods a common person would need to survive, right? Or something to that effect.
You would sure think so. So here's how drastic it is. Right now, we got Feds doing their job, only have 4% inflation, feels so good. You know, but hey, what if we calculated it like we did in 1990? Oh man, that's almost 8%.
So this is a 4% difference.
4% difference.
What or 100% difference, I guess.
All the way to 1980.
Yeah.
Inflation would be around 12. Now that's starting to feel closer to reality than what's been spoon-fed into our mouth.
That's right. That's right. So things haven't gone up. Because, I mean, it's like you go buy $3 eggs, right? It didn't go up 12 cents or whatever, it went up $4.
Right.
So you're $7 eggs now.
Yeah.
That's way more.
More than double.
I mean, my numbers, you're sharper at attacking the numbers, but that's 100%.
Yeah.
That's not the 4% that we're being fed. So.
No, not at all. And this is going across the board. We're not all going crazy. What we're feeling is real. We just we really just don't have to report it the way it should be anymore.
Right.
And, you know, we do have a problem with Social Security, not for anybody that has it right now, but, you know, the younger generations, Social Security's not probably not going to be there, or not going to be like it is today.
That's right, yeah.
And the only positive thing about any of this is what they tied the increases to Social Security to. So you're not getting a 12% raise, you're getting a 4%, and it should help extend the life of Social Security, not extend the food that you can buy at the grocery store.
That's right.
You know, but it's all manipulated figures.
Yeah. Well, and they even made a change this year to that, and I don't recall specifically what they excluded, but I think it was even your home purchase or something wasn't included in that basket of goods,
yeah.
Right? Or anyways, but it was something pretty critical. I mean, you have to have a house and you have to heat it, and so you'd want those things included in CPI. So what is that? I mean, so what does that really mean? So if we are running hotter than we are shown, and we're more hurt because our unemployment's much higher.
Right.
And it is. That means the Fed is doing what they've set out to do.
Yeah, the Fed has done it. You know, we do have high unemployment in mm-hmm. this country.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he would kind of open his eyes and see that. And he can see that what he's doing to interest rates is absolutely working. And he can pause for a little bit and see what's happening. Now, inflation is running a little bit hotter than we'd like.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's the push in the pull. But, you know, I think we're a heck of a lot closer to Powell stopping what he's doing than having to continue on.
Right.
Because these things are longer term, and inflation's sticky.
Sure it is.
You know, it takes years to work through this. And this is probably going to be the same thing. We're going to have elevated 4-5% inflation for the next 5 to 6 years. So, hopefully, we're very, very close.
Yep.
To saying, let's see what happens going forward instead of push until it breaks.
Well, and we talk a lot about, and it's so repetitive because there's so much cash on the sidelines. We've been talking to people about cash for 24 months now. You needed to have your cash. Now you're getting paid for your cash. So, but what you see in this market is kind of running into those meetings is people put a little bit of that to work, right? And you start seeing kind of a run up. Tell me more about that.
So Powell came out and spoke, and last week said, well, we're not done. We're going to continue to raise interest rates. Mm-hmm. We're going to pause this time, but you can expect 2 more interest rate increases. And then he jumped on a plane, flew across the ocean, and Monday repeated that sentiment again, and the market didn't like it. So it's had this tremendous run-up until Powell speaks, then it starts to give it back, and now we have hope again that we're going to pause next time and the market's running back up. Look at the market, the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ were all up about 2% this week.
Right.
And basically, it was just today and yesterday.
Right.
So we'd given quite a bit back. We did have a sell-off at the beginning of the week, and it was, here we go again.
Yeah.
But we ate up all that discount really, really fast.
Yeah.
So, you know, the market's still very strong right now, and it's hopium. The biggest one is the AI stocks. Mm-hmm. Those are really driving the market, and it's just a handful, 5 to 7 stocks, and that you take those away, we have nothing in the market, basically.
Right.
So we have that, and then we have the hope of Powell reversing course.
Well, and some of this, too, some of the nerves are down in the market. You know, the VIX is not high, relatively speaking. Around 15 or so?
Yeah.
So, you know,
we're
that's
below average.
That's kind of the fear index, right?
Yes.
You know, the age-old saying. So if it gets up, and correct me here, but in some of those big spikes, they get closer to 30.
Right. Or 70.
Okay,
I mean, it jumps way up. And all the VIX really does, it, like you said, it's the fear index, is what it really starts to spike when people are buying protection in the option markets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when markets really start to tank fast, Everybody runs the option markets and tries to hedge everything they own.
Insurance.
That's, yep. That's exactly right. So, boom, we have this high spot. Nobody's doing it
right
now. It's lower than average. So nobody's scared. I'd say people are sitting on the sidelines and they're comfortable there and they're just waiting.
Yeah. They're getting paid to wait.
They're getting paid to wait. That feels good. We're getting paid, yeah. You know, about 5% on short-term stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking yesterday, we can get almost 4.4 on about a 9-month treasury.
That's pretty great.
So that's not too bad. That's a good feeling when we have that kind of opportunity to, you know, sit around and wait.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's probably time to start really making sure you own the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Because once this market turns, once all these trillions of dollars that are on the sidelines get back to investing,
mm-hmm.
everything's going to go up.
Right.
You know, we're going to be buying, the majority of purchases are going to be in the indexes. So everything in the S&P 500, everything in the NASDAQ, everything in the Dow, it's all going to come up with the tide. So, you know, it's a wonderful time to be looking through your portfolio and say, hey, this is down over the last 6 months, or this is down over the last year. I love this idea. Let's pick up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick up a little bit more. And you might hold a little bit of cash to, you know, for something catastrophic,
mm-hmm.
you know, but if something catastrophic does happen, Fed has to come to the rescue. Because, you know, interest rates are high. And by the end of this year, we're going to owe $1 trillion of interest.
Good.
If everybody loses their butt on a recession, Fed ain't going to get no tax money.
That's right.
So they got to get it turned around in a hurry.
Yeah.
So make sure you got your risk right. Get things working. Have your cash on your sideline, whatever makes you feel comfortable. But get the rest of it to work.
That's great. Aaron, we'll have to do a little bit more on another episode, dive into this shadow data. That's super interesting. So we'll have to circle back to some of that. But I think that's great. So that's all we have for today. We're running a little long, but appreciate y'all sticking with us so much. And if you need anything, please call us. We'd love to visit with you. If there's things you want to look at in your portfolio, we can do that. We can come through your stuff. We need you to give us a call, and we'd be happy to do that. Appreciate each and every one of you, and hope you guys have a wonderful 4th of July. Be safe with your family. Hug the ones you love, and enjoy the, I think it's in the 90s now, so a little bit of a cool
front.
Yeah, everybody get your parkas out, right? Anyways, happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th. God bless America.
Wraps up today's episode of Black and White Market Minute on Life Planning 101.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Smart Money Group and Kennedy Financial Services. If you have questions, you can email them to lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com. Be sure to tune in next week for more Life Planning 101. The opinions expressed herein are those of the firm and are subject to change without notice. The opinions referenced are as of the date of publication and are subject to change due to changes in the market or economic conditions and may not necessarily come to pass. Any opinions, projections, or forward-looking statements expressed herein are solely those of the author, may differ from the views or opinions expressed by other areas of the firm, and are only for general informational purposes as of the date indicated. Securities offered through Calton & Associates Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Smart Money Group LLC. Kennedy Financial Services and Smart Money Group LLC are separate entities and are not owned or controlled by Calton & Associates Incorporated.